Assalamu alaikum. Just before you came on live, Brother Babuna, we were talking about the work that you have done. Alhamdulillah, you have, mashallah, given over 1,000 conferences on various aspects of Islam and science.
Mashallah.
And of course, Brother Adnan Oktar's work is world renowned, and of course he's quite well known in United Kingdom.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Mr. Oktar has been struggling in the Bayobas for 30 years, Alhamdulillah.
He has
been to more than 75 languages.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, being visited by hundreds of millions of people, Alhamdulillah, all over the world.
Dr. Babuna, I know that you were here in United Kingdom only a few weeks ago. I think there's some interference. Can you hear me properly?
We have been in the UK on and off many times, and have done conferences in the major universities in all around the UK, Alhamdulillah, on behalf of Armiyaya.
Of course.
We're struggling very hard against Darwinism and materialism, scientific gravitational Darwinism, Alhamdulillah.
At the moment, your project on that there is God, which is being advertised on London buses, mashallah, is doing very well.
Mashallah, that is very important. Alhamdulillah, you might remember the atheists wrote on the buses before that the Hasha, that Allah does not exist, but Allah exists. Alhamdulillah, and this is the time, inshallah, Islam will prevail the world. This is the time that Darwinism and materialism will be eradicated completely scientifically, Alhamdulillah, and Islam will prevail the world, and this is the time for the Mahdi al-Islam and Isa al-Islam, inshallah.
Dr. Babuna, I wanted to touch upon a subject which is very important at the moment, and of course, as you know, the world is going through a very violent period, not only what we know as the Arab Spring, but also in the subcontinent, even in our own country, United Kingdom, we have violence over a few weeks ago. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, of course, Islam and democracy. And one of the point I wanted to pick up is that somehow we seem to believe that the only way that we can achieve peace in the world is through a certain kind of democracy. And when we talk about democracy, we assume very Western concept of democracy. I wonder if you can talk us through what is the concept of democracy within Islam, and how can we better make use of our own philosophy to achieve peace in the world?
Well, actually, democracy is in the essence of the Islam, because Allah says in the Quran, "I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan." Allah says there is no compulsion in religion. So nobody can, no Muslim can force any other people to believe in anything. So this is complete freedom of thought in the essence of the Islam. However, Muslims are obliged to enjoin the right and forbid the wrong. So we are obliged to do a struggle against irreligious philosophies, because the source of violence, the source of terrorism, the source of wars is from irreligious philosophies, Darwinism and materialism. Because of Darwinism and materialism, communism, fascism, anarchism, terrorism, and racism has emerged in the 20th century, and more than 350 million people were killed because of these pagan religions. They are pagan religions. Darwinism is not science. It is a pagan religion which goes back to the time of the Sumerians and the Pharaoh of the Egypt. However, Islam, the meaning of the Islam is peace. Islam is a religion of peace. Allah says in the Quran, "I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. O you who believe, enter absolutely into peace, Islam. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. He is an outside enemy to you." So Islam is a religion of peace, and there is no killing innocent people in the Islam. In one verse, Allah says, if someone kills another person, it is as if he had murdered all mankind. And if anyone gives life to another person, it is as if he has given life to all mankind, chapter 5, verse 32. So Islam is a religion of peace, and there is real democracy in Islam. Otherwise, the system all around the world, there is a Darwinist dictatorship, And there is no democracy in the Western countries, in all over the world. The reason is, for example, in UK, if you believe in Darwinism, everything is fine. But if you refute Darwinism with scientific evidences, you will become expelled from the universities. You cannot become an academician. If you're a student, you fail the test. And this is, of course, not democracy. In democracy, people can read Darwinism, but also scientific evidences which refute Darwinism should also be taught in the schools. So people can decide what to believe. And if, I can tell you, if you teach the scientific evidence which refute Darwinism, nobody would believe in Darwinism. So basically, as in your question, real democracy is in absence of Islam, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, I think that's a very important explanation that you have given, and you're absolutely right. Democracy means that one is able to appreciate as well as practice the philosophy that they believe in. But here we have, in a country like Pakistan at the moment, where, let's say, some ethnic minorities who are in minorities are suffering because, unfortunately, they are not being allowed to practice their religion. Now, would you say then that even in an Islamic state like my, you know, the country where I was born, that Muslims have moved away from their own faith and now are targeting those people of minority faiths and they're not allowing them to practice their faith?
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, Darwinism controlled 99% of the world in the 20th century. It did not only control the Western world, but also Muslim countries. Darwinism entered Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire collapsed. Darwinism controlled Iraq, the Saddam regime you can think about, Egypt at the time of the Nasser, Arab socialism, Marxism controlled, materialism and Darwinism controlled Egypt, Palestine, Jordan, Tunisia, Algeria, all around the Muslim countries. Darwinism controlled, and Muslims got separated. And then after that, Muslims have been oppressed in the 20th century, since several decades, has been oppressed. And there's a lot of bloodshed in Afghanistan, in Iraq because of this, in East Turkestan, and then there's an uprising in the Muslim countries. And this is because of materialism and Darwinism. But Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah orders us to unite. Allah says, this is an order from Allah, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Hold fast to the rope of Allah. Rope of Allah is Quran. Allah says, hold fast to the Quran altogether. And do not separate. Do not separate means no separation, no fragmentation, which is the situation in the Muslim countries right now. So the only solution to all of this is unity of Islam, inshallah. This is the time for this, and we have to do a scientific refutation of Darwinism that will bring solution to all problems. And alhamdulillah, Brother Harun Yahya, with his works, broke the backbone of Darwinism scientifically and signed with scientific evidences, destroyed its brain, alhamdulillah. That's the reason why Darwinism and materialism going down, and there's a progress in religion. Education is very important. And I'll give you, since this is the time for this, two very powerful evidences which falsifies Darwinism, shows us why Darwinism is not science, but it is a false religion. The number one very powerful evidence is the impossibility of the proteins to emerge by chance. There are trillions of different protein molecules which make up the living things. Only a single protein to emerge by chance is impossible. The reason is other proteins, enzymes, must exist for this protein to be produced. Single protein cannot emerge by chance or natural event. Other proteins are required. That is a fatal blow to Darwinism. It finishes Darwinism before even beginning. A living cell must exist for a single protein to be produced. That defeats Darwinism completely, eradicates Darwinism completely. The other very powerful evidence is we have 350 million fossils. Fossils of the living things which lived in the past. So, you see, there are no transitional forms. Not even a single transitional form exists. That means species appeared abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. And this is a scientific evidence from paleontology, from fossil science, from 350 million fossils. So 350 million fossils refute Darwinism. But the reason why Darwinism is defended is to keep atheism alive. Richard Dawkins said, He says, Darwin made it possible. Darwin made it possible to believe in Darwinism, to believe in atheism, to keep atheism alive. So that is the reason why Darwinism is defended. However, it is dead with the scientific evidence today, alhamdulillah.
I think you have raised an important point. If my understanding is correct, what you're saying is that as long as the civilized world, the Muslim world, looks at the Quran through a scientific eye, they will be saved.
Science is an order from Allah. Allah orders science in the Quran. For example, there are many verses. Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed state. Allah says, don't you look at the camel, how it was created. Don't you look at the sky, how it was raised up. So Allah wants us, for example, to watch and study the sky, the universe. How do we do that? We do it with the telescope and science. So we have to look at the camel, for example, as an evidence for the creation of Allah. How do we do that? We do it through zoology, biology. We need microbiology and genetics and the microscope, electron microscope, to do that. Allah wants us to study astronomy, embryology, all kinds of branches in the Quran. So that is an order from Allah. The reason is Allah created the science. So scientific evidences glorify the existence of Allah. Science, there is a purpose of the science. The purpose of the science is to glorify Allah. Because the scientific rules, the scientific laws are created by Allah. By studying science, looking at the evidences of the creation, we appreciate the infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite artistry of Allah. So this is the time, end time is the time with true scientific evidences to refute full science, which is Darwinism and materialism, which are pagan religions, inshallah, alhamdulillah. Darwinism and materialism, we try to use science as a cover, full science as a cover. However, real science, alhamdulillah, since we are living at the time of the Mahdi, alayhi salam, inshallah, destroys Darwinism and materialism. And inshallah, according to the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the time religious morality, Islam will prevail the world, inshallah. Mahdi alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam will govern the world. That's the promise from Allah in the Quran, because Allah promises that Allah will prevail the religion of Islam in many verses in the Quran.
Alhamdulillah.
I would like to read one of these verses, yes.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, Dr. Babuna, that we understand that the world is going through problems and we know what the solution is. We are very clear what the solution is. Our problem is that what you are saying, why is this not being perpetuated by the religious leadership? So are you then telling me that we have weak political and religious leadership and they have not been able to actually understand the audience?
Yes. Everything is through education. Of course, in the schools, they can teach Darwinism. However, it also should be taught in the schools. Scientific evidence is to refute Darwinism. Satanism, communism, fascism could be taught in the schools. But also Islam, Christianity, and Judaism also should be taught in the schools. So a Muslim must have a broad knowledge of everything, inshallah. And after that, of course, nobody would believe in Darwinism. But these days are coming. The solution to the problem is... it's very easy, and we know that. That's an order from Allah, unity of Islam. So, as you know today, so for example, there's enmity and hatred between the Muslims. That sect hates the other sect hates that one, this group hates that one, and this group doesn't go to the mosque of that group, and this group doesn't go. This is haram according to the Quran, unlawful. Allah wants the Muslims to unite. Allah orders that. And because of separation and fragmentation, all these problems happen in the Muslim countries. And all around the world, of course, because of Darwinism and materialism. However, inshallah, the world is changing. So Muslims have to be very knowledgeable, very educated, intellectual, inshallah. And we must do an intellectual struggle. That is, the struggle of end times is only intellectual with scientific evidences. Inshallah, we are living in the time of the Mahdi, alayhi salam, and Mahdi... our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mahdi alayhi salam will not even shed a single drop of blood, not even cause a single nosebleed, inshallah. Will not awaken the sleeping person. That means there will be complete peace, security, justice all around the world, inshallah, since we are living at the time of the Mahdi alayhi salam. So Allah Allah taught the people, the Muslims and all around the world, Allah taught them, it is evident, Jabbar, that we have to unite, inshallah. And because of Muslims and because of all around the world, people distance away from religious moral values, all this happened. Now Allah is changing the world. The uprising in the Muslim countries is a sign of the end times. The economic crisis is a sign of the end times, inshallah. So in that way, Allah forces the people all around the world to return to religion, alhamdulillah.
Dr. Babuna, what, you know, you have raised some extremely important points and very relevant points for them, not only for Muslims, but for non-Muslims. Looking around what is happening in the United Kingdom, and of course 2-3 weeks ago where we had the riots and, you know, 4 or 5 people were killed. 3 of them were Muslim young men who lost their lives. What is your message to, especially to our young people who are going through the Western and sometimes extremely secular educational system? What is your message to them? What is your message to the religious leaders who maybe is listening to this program? And what is your message to the ordinary mother who can help to educate her child?
Well, it is nothing surprising, because if you teach in the schools and put in the subconscious mind of the young people that you are an animal and you have to fight for survival, and if you are strong, you survive, and you have to crush the weak individuals, and the conflict is the cause of the progress, and these are the concepts of Darwinism. And if you put in the young brains, in subconscious mind of the young brains in the schools, it is inevitable that leads to violence and the terror. In fact, Darwin legitimized violence by claiming that humans are animals struggling for survival. So this is nothing surprising. However, we don't say that Darwinism should not be taught in the schools. We don't say that. Darwinism must be taught in the schools. However, also, the scientific evidences which refute Darwinism should also be taught in the schools. Of course, there is no conflict. According to Islam, there is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, justice. I told you, there is no compulsion in religion. Muslims cannot force anybody. There is complete freedom of worship and complete freedom of thought in Islam. So Islam is a religion of peace. And Islam also respects the people of the book, Christians and Jews. And Allah wants us to treat them very nicely. Allah wants us to socialize with them, because Allah says it is made halal to you to eat their meals. And Allah also says to Muslim men can marry chaste Jewish and Christian wives, like at the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is made halal for Muslim men. That means we can have families with them, we can socialize with them, we have to respect them, we have to protect them. Even the idolaters, Allah says, the mushrikeen, if they ask you for iman means protection. If the idolaters ask you for protection, a Muslim should take a risk to endanger its life if it is necessary to protect them. So that is a religion of compassion, mercy, and protection. Of course, there's protection of the needy and everybody, inshallah, according to Islam. So Islamic morality will change the entire world. This is destiny of Allah. We know this from the hadith, because all the signs stated in the hadith by our prophet, such as, for example, occupation of the Afghanistan, this happened. A bloody attack, our prophet said, at the time of the emergence of the Mahdi alayhi salam, that happened at the Hijrah 1400, the first day of Hijrah 1400. And also Iran-Iraq war, stated in the hadith as the emergence of the Mahdi alayhi salam, this happened. Howling Comet was described, Howling Comet passed in 1986. Looting Comet was described, passed in 2009. And also the occupation of the Afghanistan was described, stopping the flow of the Euphrates was described, and the sun and moon eclipses in the month of Ramadan, 2 following years, our prophet said, is the sign of the emergence of the Mahdi, and this happened in 1981 and 1982. So more than 200 signs, they all became fulfilled. They all came to be true. That means we are living in the end times. And our prophet stated the time of the end times in more than 8 hadiths related by Imam Suyuti. Our prophet said, the life of this world is 7,000 years. And our prophet also said 5,600 years are over. That was related by Imam Hanbal. And that means, of course, 1,400 years is left. And another hadith, our prophet said, the life of my ummah, my people, will not exceed much 1,500. So we must have Islam to dominate the world between Hijrah 1,400 and 1,500. And since we are living in 1432, there is no other time left. And the Islam to prevail the world is a promise from Allah. Allah never fails keep his promise. That is a promise from Allah in the Quran. That means we will have Islamic dominion the world, inshallah, very soon, inshallah, because we don't understand this from the science. We will see Mehdi alayhi salam and we will see Isa alayhi salam in most in 10 years, inshallah. We will see Islam to dominate the world, inshallah, to prevail the world. And we will have a golden age with progress in science, technology, and art, inshallah, like it has never been seen before. And there will be wealth, justice, inshallah, all around the world, increasing the aesthetics, inshallah. And people will see that there is happiness and love will come back, inshallah, to the world soon.
So I take it that we as Muslim Ummah should be celebrating that, alhamdulillah, we are living in times where we are witnessing the rise of a philosophy just has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is now manifesting itself throughout the world, even though it may not appear to be that because we are living in harsh times these days.
Alhamdulillah, our Prophet says, give the glad tidings of Mehdi alayhi salam, inshallah. Mehdi has been awaited since 1,400 years, and this is the time. Mehdi must be alive, and Isa alayhi salam must have returned to the world. We understand it from the changes in the world going on right now, and from the signs stated in the hadith, because our Prophet stated these signs in his hadith through revelation of Allah, alhamdulillah, and they all came to be true. So our Prophet also described where Mehdi is going to appear, and the physical features of the Mehdi alayhi salam also. And I want to give you examples from the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet said, Mehdi alayhi salam will be his descendant. That means he is a Sayyid. He is a descendant of our Prophet. However, he says, he will appear in Turkey, Istanbul. In one hadith, our Prophet said, there are at least 10 hadiths indicating Istanbul. Our Prophet said, Mehdi alayhi salam will conquer Medina. And companions of our Prophet asked him, which Medina, Ya Rasulullah? Because Medina means city in Arabic. Our Prophet said, Constantinople. Constantinople is Istanbul. So we understand Mehdi will start his actions in Istanbul, inshallah. And starting Hijrah 1400, which is 1980, and at the end of 1979 and the beginning of 1980. And so Mehdi must be active since 30 years, inshallah, alhamdulillah. And the physical features are described by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet said he will be a descendant of our Prophet, and he will have black hair, black beard, and white brow, curved eyebrows, and Ainul Hadra is the word stated in the hadith, green eyes, slightly slanted green eyes, and there will be a single line between the eyebrows, and there will be a mole on his cheek, but light-colored mole. And his beard will be thin on the side, and majrum at the bottom. Kefset and majrum are the words used in the hadith. He will have broad shoulders. He will be medium stature. And he will have a mole like our Prophet had in his back between the shoulder blades, behind his heart. And he will have a second one in his chest, another one in his right leg. He will use his right hand while speaking. He will have broad shoulders, wide face. So we understand his head will be relatively large according to his body, because he will be also broad-shouldered. He will have a broad belly and broad thighs. And he will be born in another city and move to Istanbul, inshallah. So these are the physical features stated by our Prophet. At the time we will see Mehdi alayhi salam, inshallah, we will recognize him with these physical features, because our Prophet stated these physical features seem to be recognized. But this is not enough. The most important signs are that whenever Islam prevails the world and there will be Islamic unity or unity of Islam, there will be a leader of that, and that will be Mehdi alayhi salam. And Mehdi alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam will pray together. And Isa alayhi salam will push Mehdi alayhi salam from his shoulders to make Imam of the world, that means spiritual leader of the world. And then we will know, inshallah, by saying, Allahu Alam, he is Mehdi alayhi salam. So Nobody can say, I am Mahdi. Anybody who says, I am Mahdi, that is a sign that he is not a Mahdi. Because Mahdi has Allah, the most fear of Allah. He will never ever claim to be Mahdi. But he will prove to be Mahdi, inshallah, with his actions that is making Islam prevail the world, inshallah. Being instrumental, Islam prevails the world, inshallah. So this is the time we understand, because major changes are going on in the world. World is becoming more religious. Darwinism and materialism is going down. And that means Mahdiism prevails the world, inshallah. Mahdiism is all over the world, alhamdulillah. And Isa alayhi salam must have returned. Even his physical features of Isa alayhi salam is described by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hair will be long, and after his ear laps, and he will have bull to chestnut colored hair. He will have gray eyes, inshallah. He will have gray eyes, and he will have a beard with the same color of his hair, inshallah. He will have broad shoulders. He will be athletic. Mahdi has broad shoulders, broad belly, but he will have broad shoulders and narrow belly, inshallah. And he will be also medium stature, but he will keep his existence secret for the first some time, inshallah. Not like Mahdi alayhi salam. Mahdi alayhi salam will be seen by the people, but they will not recognize him until he will be recognized by Allah's deed all around the world. An entire world will love Mahdi alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. And inshallah, in most Italians, we will see that.
I think that what you have said clearly gives hopes to the people who are listening to your program. But if there are any secularists who may be listening, they can turn around and say, well, hold on a minute. When socialism fell, communism was taking over, or vice versa. So maybe this is just a phase that religions are rising. Maybe this is just a phase that will wash away with another ism. And maybe capitalism, although it's falling apart, we have seen it throughout the world, it hasn't really gone.
Alhamdulillah, these isms that you mentioned, communism, fascism, are all founded upon the concept of Darwinism. And I'll give you some concrete evidences in case people are, as you said, listening to us, and which are Darwinists and materialists. And Karl Marx, the founder of communism, said for Charles Darwin's book, this is the basis for our view, for in natural history, for our view. He talks about Charles Darwin's book because he claims that Darwinism, to be dialectics of the nature, is the foundation of dialectical materialism. Plekhanov said, Marxism is Darwinism in its application to social sciences. So, whenever believe any communist leader, you see that they are Darwinist, and the communism is founded upon the concepts of Darwinism, because the conflict concept came into the Marxism, was applied into Marxism by Karl Marx, and he used Darwinism as a so-called scientific justification of Marxism. So, when there is Darwinism, it is inevitably leads to communism, and communism to terror. Because the communists, for example, Lenin, who put the communism into practice, Lenin is openly defended violence and the terror. And as we know, in the all around the world, in the communist regimes, more than 150 million people were killed. What about fascism? Fascism is the same thing, because the struggle concept, the struggle between races, he got this from Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin himself was a racist. According to Charles Darwin, there were higher animals, higher races. He claimed white European man is the higher animals, more evolved animals. And these higher animals, he said, will exterminate all other races, the Pakistanis, Indians, Aborigines, Australians, including the Turks. All other races will exterminate, he said. And these ideas were taken by Adolf Hitler and applied into the fascism. Adolf Hitler said, take away Nordic Germans, but nothing will remain but the dance of AIDS. And because of this psychotic idea, 85 million people were killed. So basically, Darwinism, wherever it goes in, it only brings harm. And it leads to communism, it leads to fascism, and it leads to imperialism as the struggle between states, and it leads to wild capitalism as struggle between individuals, in communism, struggle between classes, in fascism, struggle between races. But there is no struggle, there is no fight. And according to the Islam, Muslims are protected to other Muslims, Muslims are protected to Jews, Muslims are protected to Christians, Muslims are protected against even the idolaters, unbelievers. So Islam is a religion of peace. And inshallah, this Mahdi al-Islam will see that peace will prevail the entire world, inshallah.
Dr. Babuna, you have spoken, and I know that you have given us such a lot of time from such a long way off. I'm eternally grateful to you. I had hoped that when you were here the last time in United Kingdom that you were able to come and lecture in the northwest of United Kingdom. And I hope that when you're here next, we can make arrangements for you to speak publicly, because our young people need to hear you. Our young people need to be able to put questions to you that they have understanding, and that you have created such a lot of understanding within the last few minutes that you've been with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the strength, and also Brother Harun Yahya, the strength to go on to do what you have been doing. I'm eternally grateful to you for giving us your time, and I hope that one day I will come and see you in your own country. I keep planning this, but Allah plans and we plan.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Brother Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Aftar, sent his salam to you and all our Muslim brothers and sisters there, also to the Jews and the Christian brothers and sisters there, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll be there together with you, as you said, inshallah, and be invited to Turkey also, inshallah. This is the time for the unity, this is the time for the Mahdi al-Islam, this is the time for Isa al-Islam, inshallah. The golden age, the good days are very close by, inshallah, it moves to 10 years, alhamdulillah, because this is destiny of Allah, and Allah never fails to keep his promise. Allah promised in the Quran that he will prevail his religion, inshallah, and there is no other time left, inshallah, we all will see that.
Dr. Babun, please request Brother Harun Yahya and yourself to remember Muslims of not only United Kingdom, but the Ummah at large in your prayers, and also those people who are suffering, unfortunately, because not only of man-made disasters, but also natural disasters throughout the world. And remember me in your du'as, and inshallah, we will see you back in United Kingdom face to face. Jazakallah khair for your time and for making this phone call on behalf of Iqbal Radio Ramadan.
Jazakallah khair. For more information, our Muslim brothers and sisters and everybody, inshallah, can visit the website www.harunyahya.com, www.harunyahya.com. They can download his book free of charge. They can download his documents, inshallah. It is everybody's obligation to spread the truth of Islam and the scientific evidence to refute Darwinism all around them, inshallah. Alhamdulillah,
assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Dr. Babuna, I will be giving out some further information about the work that you have done, and also the websites, and also other details about the books that you have written, not only to the mothers, but to the public at large. But what we do here is that we often talk about some of the books and do some work with school children on the books that have been written by Brother Harun Yahya. Once again, thank you so much. Jazakallah khair for your time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you ajr for what you are doing. Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, brother. Allah.